CBS Radio Network.
And now, the BS News Network and Hentai Entertainment present the award-winning Some Genius This Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Some Genius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Spoingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Spoingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can't be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
Spoogey says, for the week ending in the timeless configuration space realm containing every possible now or momentary configuration of the universe, which Julian Barber termed the Platonia, it's Subgenius This Week. A news and commentary program that aims to inform the world about my own, Father Time's, personal thoughts and ideas. Any concerns anyone has with my thoughts and ideas can be emailed to me at fathertime@thegatepatrol.com. And I promise, as a Subgenius minister, those concerns will be addressed. Probably with a joke. I am Father Time. This week, I saw the online-only movie Zeitgeist Addendum. This is the second in the Zeitgeist film line. The first one was simply called Zeitgeist and dealt with three basic concepts. That all religions are made up, that the September 11th attacks were staged by the government, and that there is a conspiracy to meld all the world into a one-world government. Well, of course, everybody knows the truth in these matters. All religions are made up, because Bob Dobbs told me they are. The government is far too inept to carry out the 9/11 attacks. Those attacks were carried out by the drug mafia. And the world already has a one-world controlling power. It's called the Conspiracy of Normals. So, excuse me. So the first film misses on some points. The second film, however, Zeitgeist Addendum, is nearly spot on with its research, although it peters out at the end, at the final scene. Zeitgeist Addendum... excuse me, again. Pardon me. Zeitgeist Addendum is a continuation of the first movie, stating in three parts that money is worthless and work is paid slavery, that governments use this idea to topple other countries, and that there is a solution in a society known as the Venus Project. The first part, that money is worthless and work is slavery, is something that this great church, the Church of the Subgenius, has been screaming about for the past 25 years. Hello! Secondly, that governments use this leverage to control other countries. Well, of course they do. Governments need to feed, like starving tigers. If I walk into a zoo and see a ferocious, hungry tiger sitting in an open cage, I avoid it, as one must do with the government. Another fine, long-held Subgenius trait. And lastly, that the solution to all this bullshit mess is magnetic trains that do 4,000 miles per hour and hover cars that will decapitate anyone standing within 30 feet of them. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. This is what the Venus Project has in store for us. No, the real answer to all this is, get ready, to send all your worthless money to Bob Dobbs, making him the one world government, and then flying around in alien saucers decapitating people in a utopia world of your own delusions. Close, Zeitgeist Addendum. But no pipe, sorry. This is Father Time, coughing and wheezing in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die. As I apparently am.
BS News on the BS Radio Network.